TB is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
This is Bird Note. The finches of the Galapagos Islands are famous in the history of evolutionary theory. But Charles Darwin spent 4 years studying other birds as well, as his ship, the Beagle, circumnavigated southern South America before reaching the Galapagos in 1835. It was during these many months that ornithology became a gratifying pursuit for him, and he kept a diary of his findings. In southern Uruguay, he experienced the beauty and variety of tropical songbirds and noticed how keenly they differed from the birds of England. In Patagonia, observing Andean condors pulled him out of a depression brought on by symptoms of typhoid. Darwin was convinced, scientist though he was, that they often flew for pure joy. It was not just the Galapagos finches, but a lifetime of attending to all the birds and wild things in his path that brought Darwin to his great idea. In Darwin's bird diaries, his most important lesson appears again and again. We become lively and intelligent in our careful observation of life's details. Everything in the natural world is worthy of our attention. To learn more about the world of birds and nature, visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and you've turned into Open Mic, a show where I get to share my favorite songs of the week, along with stories about one of my favorite things, food. Today I'm going to set things off with some funk soul vibes that flow so well with September energy. One of my favorite things to do this time of year is find a quiet spot in a park, sit cross-legged on my favorite blanket, kick my shoes off, and just appreciate the trees and plant life around me. Sometimes I have a snack with me, sometimes music, and sometimes nothing at all. When it comes to snacks, lately I have been loving the plantain chips from Dollarama. Yeah, big up to Dollarama. I said it, friends. They are literally a dollar, and they are so good. So if you've tried this brand, let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear. As for the music, I'm going to be rotating today between some funk and soul vibes as well as some reggae tracks. And then I'm going to share some other genres with you today as well. Basically, some tracks that I've kind of been feeling this whole entire week. So the first two songs that I'm going to start off with are perfect to snack with, vibe with, especially when you're surrounded by the trees.
But it's too late now. fill with tears. Wish I could go back and change these years. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes.
Mm-hmm.
You first heard the retro soul track Changes by Charles Bradley. And fun fact, Changes is also the name of the third album released back in 2016. And then you heard Welcome to My World by Curtis Harding off of the album Face Your Fear.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
The next two songs I'll be sharing remind me of tracks I listened to back in my high school days. I absolutely love when I stumble on songs that remind me of a time back when.
Trust me anymore, and head down your strength.
You just heard Anhedonia by American indie rock band Mamalarkey. This track is pretty fresh and was literally released in April of this year, so big ups to them. And then you heard Natty by Witch, aka We Intend to Cause Havoc. I love the aka. This is off their album So Golo. So next, I'm going to be dropping some smooth, instrumental, hip-hop vibes. Also reminds me of my high school days. Definitely has that old school vibe.
Thank you.
All right, all right. So first you heard Zero and One by Lamping and Bloodshot Bill. So Lamping is the experimental Toronto crew made up of composer, producer Mikhail Galkin and drummer Jay Anderson. And then Bloodshot Bill is a Montreal rockabilly icon. So together they made like an amazing, amazing track. Then we have, we heard Butcher Brown, a jazz quintet founded in 2009, and they're based in Richmond, Virginia. The song that we heard from them was Tidal Wave.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
So I feel like every time that I play reggae tracks, I think about food. So last night I made rasta pasta for dinner, and I did it vegetarian style. It's one of the easiest recipes to make. So what I did was I used multicolored rotini pasta. I had red, green, and yellow peppers sliced super thin. Then I added mushrooms, purple and green onions, sun-dried tomatoes, and roasted red peppers. I added some spinach, and for those who have